digital with new look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as live comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Is one of the legendary solar culinary delights because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in Solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in Solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this escampot barat, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. Escampot Barat is beverage because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make escampot barat, we have to soak rice flour first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gempol as rice meatball because it is round, made of rice, and its white color. According to the story, gempol comes from the word jempol because it uses the fingers. It's also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempol barat is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or green sticky rice tapi. For one bowl of escampot claret, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiah. It is quite affordable, isn't it?
We'll be right back.
listener, if you visit Ambon, it's incomplete without tasting ikan asar galala, the most iconic culinary in Ambon, Maluku. It is called ikan asar galala because it has been known since ancient times that Galala village is a fish hunter. The basic ingredients of ikan asar are generally cakalang fish, yellowtail fish, or mackerel tuna fish, as long as the fish's texture is dense so that it is not brittle when smoked. Ikan asar is a smoked fish. This is smoked differently and uniquely. In general, the fish is smoked horizontally, but ikan asar is placed diagonally on the side of the embers that produce smoke to make the fish completely dry and fully cooked. The cleaning process is quite simple. After cleaning the entrails, the fish is skewered with bamboo and ready to be smoked on the stove. The smoking takes about 4 until 5 hours and is done in a closed room so that the smoke soaks into the meat until it is completely cooked. Ikan asar has an extraordinary taste because the smoked fish is savory and the aroma is so appetizing. Ikan asar is very appropriate to be enjoyed with warm rice and sambal cholo cholo, a typical Maluku sauce made from shallots, chilies, basil, and key lime.
Senyummu adalah sebuah anugerah. cultural package. Today we'll bring you a feature entitled The Gong Music of Sumpung Dayak Community in Sanggau, the border area between West Kalimantan Province and Malaysia, precisely in Antikong Regency, reproduced from Radio Republik Indonesia Antikong in West Kalimantan. So stay tuned. Borderline, the Sumpung Dayak community are not affected by the onslaught of the culture and traditions of other regions, even other countries. Sumpung Dayak community remains faithful to the traditions inherited from their ancestors hundreds of years ago. One tradition which is still maintained to this day is sounding a gong at the beginning of a special celebration. The presence of gong music or tatapuhan in a celebration for Sumpung Dayak people is loaded with spiritual messages from the ancestors that should not be infringed. Gong music has become an integral part of Sumpung Dayak community life. Almost at every party or celebration, the round percussion instruments is always there. For them, the gong musical instrument has a distinct meaning whenever it is played or sounded. When the gong is sounded during a special celebration, it means people are making a request to God through the ancestors who have died to be given protection and safety. It is through this gong music that the traditional leaders summon ancestral spirits with komang or mantra to protect and save the event from interference of malicious supernatural beings.
Pak anu bulatan mit balat sa tangan ko kunadat na basa na utok na manang nakaut na buchit na ngimu nakaway na ngaji dun nga gah ng mujak nagsuk nukmoy mo imaw mo musik mo maumukit kabaw klit kami klit kuda na so laja so nyama so tuat so aja kalek na jasina jablana manug ipok nagbabi nagadat basa bukunay sukup uluk mudut na de tabong kaut tabong musik tabong ngimu na kop nagut buku tay buku na mate che masih abi hu me abi ut ku tabu mana ku me tabu mana ku nuak manug cho budak budak sangu budak te anak manug budak kusik manug cho budak japang budak mereka manug tabu utuk tabu manang tabu nasib tabu tua he nug adat nug bahasa buku na ti ta cukup da uluk na bude nda de nug ti lah.
Only after this is done, the gong can be sounded. The sounding of the gong cannot be done just by anybody. Only traditional leaders are allowed to do it with three strikes. As stated by the traditional leader in Sentul Village, Suruh Kembawang, Antikong District, Sanggau, Francis Pelek, as follows.
Gong itu terhitungnya adat yang lebih besar. Pertama,
gong is a greater ritual. First, to begin the ritual, we make yellow rice and tuak extract. And then, we make pamang. Afterwards, we can sound the gong three times, indicating the ritual is bigger.
Sudah dibikin.
After the gong has been sounded three times, then it is followed by the second ritual. According to Francis Pelek, the second ritual must be fitted with main offerings consisting of chicken eggs, chicken, pork, and other dishes. The pumang is then read out before the offerings and food in order to be protected from danger and misfortune. After that, all offerings and foods are eaten together by all the villagers who hold the event.
Yang selengkap-lengkapnya alat dibikin, sudah jadi alatnya dibikin, baru kita bikin pamang lagi. Pertama,
the equipment are created as complete as possible.
Ketiga,
after the equipment is made, we make pamang again, including eggs and killing chicken, pig and dog. After that, we hit the gong, eat the pulut, and then put the egg on our head and pig blood on our face. Finally, the ritual is done, and then we hit the gong again and dance. Afterwards, we stop and feast.
Minum-minum, makan-makan.
Tatapuhan gong for Sumpung Sungkung Dayak tribe is believed to be a means to bring good fortune and keep bad luck away. For that reason, every celebration or activity of a specific nature, such as rice planting, opening farmland, and so forth, must be preceded by striking the gong. The louder the sound of the gong is, and the more distant the drumming sound of a gong sounded, the more Sungkung Dayak community will be spared from evil, misfortune, and danger.
Terjadi gong itu, suara gong itu yang narik tu, petuah orang sedekah.
The gong sounding is giving good guidance, alms, and faith, including the spirits like farming and money, anything related to wealth. We hit the gong because we want more fortune. Gong, that's how we hit the gong.
Gitu caranya.
Tabuhan gong that characterizes Sungkung Dayak tribe has existed since hundreds of years ago. They believe if the gong is sounded, then safety will cover the entire villages. Even though the whole process is for the safety of the Sungkung Dayak tribe, there are still some restrictions. As was told by Lamai, a traditional leader of Sungkung Dayak in Suruh Tembawang village, Antikong district, Sanggau.
Kalau gong itu kan memang ciri khas budaya ya di daerah kita untuk memanggil seseorang.
Gong is our typical culture, used to call somebody. The taboo of gong is 4 days no bath, no going out. Stay hidden in the house. People from neighboring village cannot enter our village and vice versa. If we go, we will bring the misfortune and they will punish us. Also, many people will get sick and pass will invest the plan. If I violate the taboo, I will receive the consequences until now it happens. The bamboo shoot and fern must not be eaten and cannot be brought inside the house for 1 month. We need to make a party to end the taboo where the gong is sounded again.
Gong itu dibunyikan lagi kembali.
Tabuhan gong for the Sungkung Dayak not merely as a means to communicate with God through the ancestors, but also as a means of socializing. The sound of gong that echoed throughout the village, inviting friends and relatives from afar to come and celebrate and join the host of the event. The Sungkung Dayak community loves their heritage so much, and they do not want the tradition of Tetabuhan Gong eroded by the time. That's why, until now, Tetabuhan Gong tradition has never been left in any event. Meanwhile, Sungkung Dayak parents never forget to introduce the ancestral traditions to their children and grandchildren. Listeners, that was the other side of the Tetabuhan Gong for the Sungkung Dayak community in rural districts of Antikong, Sanggau, West Kalimantan Province, bordering with Sarawak, Malaysia.
Thank you. In remote areas, ours search. In urban areas, ours thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.
District Anambas Islands, Riau Islands Province, seems to be hidden because it is flanked by small islands that are quite hilly. The Selat Rangsang Beach is on 244 hectares island. The beach is not so wide, but its position is really surrounded by clear water that has gradation colors between green and bluish. Almost every corner of the Selat Ransang Beach can certainly be snorkeling and diving spots, which offer undersea amazing panoramas. Coral reef and marine biota at the beach have various kinds of species, and also the ecosystem is relatively well maintained. Selat Ransang Beach, you can do diving, snorkeling, and fishing. At the beach, all places can become fishing areas. But if you want more something challenging, you can directly do fishing in the middle of the sea. To go there, you should go by boat and have enough fishing equipment. If you do not have the equipment, don't worry, because you can still enjoy the scenery of the beach or swimming in the shallow water of the beach. Without snorkeling equipment, you can see coral reefs and multicolored fish swimming at the bottom of the sea with naked eyes. It is really an amazing scenery which can fresh your eyes. Listener, if you love marine tourism, please set your time to visit and have a vacation at Selat Ransang Beach. We guarantee that you will be satisfied. And if you visit Anambas Islands, you better explore the islands one by one by renting a boat or trekking to some islands.
Here's the news. The Serang-Panimbang Toll Road Section 1 is set to be operational to facilitate the flow of e-travelers. This toll road is expected to ease congestion and improve connectivity in the Bontan region. Authorities hope it will enhance transportation efficiency and economic activity in the area. The next news. The Ministry of Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises is collaborating with the Ministry of Social Affairs to address poverty reduction. Their discussion focuses on strategies to empower small business and integrate social assistance programs, and these initiatives aim to enhance economic resilience and provide sustainable solutions for low-income communities. And that was the news.
I'm sad, and it's over. free when it's done for you and me. And I know you know that I don't want this for you and me.
Listener, welcome to Indonesia Today with your host Ray, where I'll be accompanying you for the next 1 hour, providing you with news, information, and also entertainment from Indonesia to the world. And don't forget to always tune in to our broadcast in online streaming in voinews.id, shortwave in 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and our application in RRA Digital, for those of you who love watching on demand. And so without any further ado, for listener and RRA viewers, let's continue today's broadcast with a song with Raisa, Serba Salah.
Sumatra. Famous for its ancient history, echoing through its canyons. Wonderful contours formed by the tectonic slab, with fertile volcanic land crossed by the grandeur of Bukit Barisan. Ageless natural beauty is felt every step we walk and every sight we see, leaving behind countless tales of myths, hard to be neglected. Catch the beauty of Lake Maninja. Wonderful landscape is witnessed when we fly over the top of Lawang Hill. Priceless high elevated adventure. Pedaling together around Singkarak Lake. Experience the phenomenon of walking on the living bridge, while the waterfall refreshes the traveler. Evolving with time, without letting go of the inscribed history. Villagers keeping their joyous traditions. Pachujawi, which means cow race. The elegance of martial art. Silek. Visiting the Pagariun Palace. Acknowledge the cultured history of Minangkabau. The enchanting play dance will greet guests, exposing their striking physical and vulnerability. The various traditional culinary of West Sumatra. Padang main dishes uniquely served to your table. Well known for their savory and spicy flavors. While cakes and beverages are exceptional. The spicy Balado cassava chips. And of course, the legendary delicious satay padang. Delight in the beauty of silver craft in an elegant ivory nuance. Try on the rich, colorful sun-kissed fabrics and carefully attempt to knit in this house of weaving. A new experience you can bring home. Take steps through a history. From Japan's bunker to the biggest coal mining in its era. Encounter the splendor of West Sumatra and merge into its glorious beauty. With the power of history flawlessly intertwined with the wonders of nature. Wonderful Indonesia. Indonesia.
Indonesia.
Hello, Voi listener. Welcome back to Voi Talk with the voice of Indonesia. Right now, Voi listener, in this modern era, there are lots of ways for us to communicate with each other through music, through art, and maybe through the art of writing, such as poetry. And Voi listener, right now, we are having a topic in Voi Talk today through the diplomacy of poetry. And of course, I'm not alone. Right now, I'm with two special guests. There is Tessa Nisa, SS Mhum, the Assistant Professor of Faculty of Languages and Arts, Jakarta State University, and also Aminur Rahman, poet-writer from Bangladesh. Good evening, and how are you?
Good evening, Ray.
Hello, Mr. Aminur and Ma'am Tessa. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you, Ray, and also Mr. Aminur?
Yes, okay.
Hello.
So, okay.
Hello, everyone. Greetings from Bangladesh. Hi, hello to everyone.
Very nice to meet you, sir.
Okay, so right now, I'm going to ask first about the, can you tell us the development of poetry today compares to other literary works, especially in the college institution in Indonesia, for Tessa first?
Okay, thank you, Ray. So as we know that poetry today has evolved in fascinating ways, and unlike novels or plays, which rely on extended storytelling, but poetry distills emotions and ideas into a powerful and concise expressions by use the choice of words, the figurative language, the imagery. And for the regarding the development of the poetry today, we can relate it with the media social improvement, the digital media. Poetry has more accessible through platforms like Instagram or TikTok maybe, or Facebook and other media. And for me, it's quite a very big step to promote or to promote the diplomacy and the peace to other nations. Yeah, for me, maybe that's the development of poetry nowadays.
And for Aminur, what do you think that diplomacy is being used as a poetry is used for diplomacy in the Bangladesh area?
Now, first thing is, yeah, what is going on in the poetry in the global area, in fact. Because I'm just doing poetry and the poetry networking for many, many years. And particularly if you just see the poetry development, because of you asked the first question, what is the going, that what is the development of the poetry particularly in compared to other things like short stories, novel and other things. But you know the poetry, what I believe now, and my observation also, poetry now belongs to very, very strong words. Poetry belongs to Asia and poetry belongs to Latin America. So this is very interesting because of even some extent it is also in Arab countries also it's going, and some extent it is in Africa also, but not that way. So these are the areas because of we are proud because of as an Asian. Because I was in Menangkabau, that literary festival, last 2 years, and I've seen that lot of writers around. So, and even in our country, even in the South Asia, Southeast Asia, and other countries, not even South Asia, other countries also. So, poetry is actually, is a vibrant, virgin land for writers in this area. And if you just go to the Latin America, the same thing actually. Each and every country is, of course, they are speaking in Spanish. And if you just see the Spanish language over there, it is not the mainland Spain, not the Europe, not the America. It is the Latin America. So poetry is growing in these two sectors, particularly Asia and the Latin America. And if you compare to other things, recent time actually that the literature, particularly, it is not like every time it is happening. It's not sometimes, you know, it is developing, it is spreading, it is giving real edge to the audience, to the readers. But nowadays, not only the poetry, literature is little taking a back stage, and we are not seeing much of very important poets. Very important means very renowned poets and names. Few names are there, of course. Few Arabs' names are very important nowadays also in Latin America, in Asia also. But not that extent. Though he got Nobel Prize not for poetry, but other language. So it is a little slow, but always literature is always, poetry is always a little slow moving, and you will not get the thousand audience in for the poetry. But only few countries in Latin America may possible. But it is always a less, and I think now it's a little slow going on. But even though there are a lot of hope for poetry.
Okay, so from what you said before, that poetry is being used mostly in Latin America, but poetry can be an understanding and appreciation of other cultures as well, because the way of the words being written and the way of the emotion is being captivated to the audience by the writers is also really being used for diplomacy, so that other people can feel the way they feel when the writers write their poets. And what do you think about that? Maybe you, the both of
yeah,
you can...
Yeah, exactly. For diplomacy, actually, it's not the poetry, but you can say it is a literature. So poetry only as a poet, what a poet can do. But at one poet can do, the best thing is to write a beautiful poem for the readers. So that means we can't stop war, we can't do anything, but we can write a beautiful poem, beautiful lines. And you always know that, as the Kudri says, the poetry is the best word in best order. You know, that is, if you just compare to the prose. So that means this best order in the best form. So this is the poetry, and obviously the diplomatic purpose. It is not a direct diplomatic that manner we can do for the poet by the poetry, but by doing writing poetry and doing lot of activities, poetry activities. Say in Sumatra, that is a Minangkabau poetry fest, Minangkabau literature. Minangkabau International Literacy Festival. That is a very wonderful festival actually doing in Indonesia. So this kind of festival and other countries also doing in Bangladesh, in India. Because on the other day I was in India. So for ISSR, that is a wonderful actually. You know, this is not, that it will not help you to write poetry, but of course, directly there is no action, but obviously, indirectly, there is a huge implications in direct effect on the people's mind. So people can motivate, people can, this diplomacy is little tactical, you know, by writing the poetry and by the government, also society, how they are projecting to the poetry or writing or literature to the society. So society can move around. If you go to Medellin, so you see the thousand and thousand people sitting down and listening poetry. So it is also possible. So that means that diplomacy obviously is there, but indirectly. Yeah, very much, very strong.
Okay, for Tessa, maybe I would like ask you some question. As a English literature teacher for the State University of Jakarta, usually the future of literature